The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas. We dish out spoken word and poetry to feed your mind.
Yes.
Here we go on and on. And on and on and on and on. Masafa keeps moving like a rolling stone. Feels so good to be Badu.
Yes.
As I was saying, we go on and on about spoken word and poetry.
Yes.
Sometimes we talk and talk.
And on and on.
But it does make sense, so let's get on with the program.
Yep.
On today's show, we'll talk about flowers.
Whoa, all right.
Flowers.
Yes.
Marty, what particular flower evokes an emotion from you?
Oh, wait. Flower that evokes emotion. I guess it would be the sampaguita.
Or
what they call Arabian jasmine. I remember when I was younger, I guess when everyone was younger, not just me, that every public vehicle, especially jeepneys, used to hang sampaguita necklaces on their rear view mirrors.
Oh, yeah. I remember that time.
Right?
I was young, too.
That's what I had to say. Not just me. I think a lot of us did experience this.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not really a flower fan.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I like sunflower.
Why? Really?
I guess the flower just looks perfect.
Ah,
you know, the yellow right. color is too perfect. It doesn't look real.
I can assure you it's real.
Oh, and I like white flower if it exists. And
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay, there's so many white flower varieties. But okay.
Let's make them guess. And the ones you could munch on, edible flowers.
Ah, yeah. Flower with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Beautiful and edible. Yeah.
So, Marty.
Yes.
I have another question
for
you.
Yes, go for it, Miss Cookie Twasen.
Is there a poem you like that has flowers in it?
Okay, I found this funny children's poem. It's called Flowers, written by Steve Hansen. It goes like this. My flowers are not growing. They're small as small can be. I think they would be tiny, even if I were a flea. I read in an old book, they'll grow if they are fed a tiny drop of hot sauce. So I soaked the flower bed. The hot sauce worked too well. They grew 10 stories tall. I love to admire them, but I'm really scared for fall.
I love hot sauce.
That's true.
I guess that's a good reason why I love them.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Then you have edible flowers. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it all makes sense. See? Okay, for me, definitely Tulips by Sylvia Plath.
Ah, okay.
And Rabindranath Tagore's The Flower's Cool. Mm-hmm. Also, William Wordsworth's I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud.
Right.
As for spoken word, Flowers by Rhonda LaJay will move you for sure. And The Rose That Grew from Concrete by Tupac.
Oh, yes.
Featuring Nikki Giovanni.
Why not? Yes.
Now, the floor is on one of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it from Diana Aviado with Flower Moon.
Flower Moon. You are a collection of combustible memories, like fireworks in December. The memories spread like mist through a portal. The fragrance of nightshades and the glow of pink mushrooms in the dead of night. I am waking up to the ether, ready to remember the mirror, the portal, and what is hidden in the reflection of the tides.
Are you thinking about starting a podcast but worrying about recording, editing, and such? I only believe in one platform for podcasters to rely on, Anchor. You can download it from the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free.
Yes, ma'am.
No need for complicated tools. You can immediately create your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and others.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds easy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Use Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast.
Go for it, people.
Woohoo! Marty, please tell us more about the history of flowers and flowers in poetry.
According to the research I've done, so let's check eartharchives.org. The oldest flower would have started to exist during the early Cretaceous period, then became widespread around the end of the dinosaur age. Known as Montachia vidali, I hope I'm saying this right, was so small and did not have petals or nectar-producing structures, so was previously not recognized as a flowering plant. However, it did have roots, each containing a single tiny seed.
Wow.
According to SciNews.com, the Montachia grew 125 to 130 million years ago in the freshwater lakes in what are now mountainous regions of Spain, and was a contemporary of dinosaurs such as the Brachiosaurus and Iguanodon.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Like you said, million years ago.
Yep.
130 million years ago.
Yep. In terms of appearance, Montachia vidali resembles its most modern descendant identified in the study as Ceratophyllum, also known as coontails or hornworts. Ceratophyllum is a dark green aquatic plant whose coarse, tufty leaves make it a popular decoration in modern aquariums and ponds. On humans and appreciating flowers, it is said that in ancient Mesopotamia, Sargon I, king of the Akkadians around 2684 to 2630 BCE, brought vines, figs, and rose trees back from a military expedition beyond the river Tigris.
Okay.
In ancient Egypt, the Old and Middle Kingdom had formal bouquets that consisted of simple bunches of lotus held in the hand of a bearer, and papyrus stems, either tied or entwined with it, our earliest concept of floral arrangement.
Okay.
It is also in ancient Egypt you first see being a florist as a profession, setting up your own shops, and using flowers to celebrate momentous occasions.
That's amazing.
Yep. As for example of poems about flowers written in ancient civilization, I found some from ancient China. One was written in 317 to 420 CE by a famous poet from the Eastern Jin Dynasty, Tao Yuanming. It's called Drinking Wine, and here's an excerpt. While picking up chrysanthemums beneath the eastern fence, my gaze was leisurely upon the southern mountains. This next one was written in the Tang Dynasty by poet Bai Juyi, entitled Azalea 12 Tunes, and here's an excerpt. Once grown on hills, now blooming in gardens, send a message to God and let Azalea be the king of flowers.
Wow.
Yeah. This poem, although it is about the season of spring, mentions a certain flower. It's by poet Kui Hu, also from the Tang Dynasty, and it's entitled Written in a Village South of the Capital. It goes like this. In this house on this day last year, a pink face vied in beauty with the pink peach blossoms side by side. I do not know today where the pink face is gone. In the vernal breeze, still smile pink peach blossoms full blown.
Wow.
Yes, Cookie.
That's cool stuff.
Yes, how about you?
Did you know that Allen Ginsberg coined the expression flower power?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
That was in 1965.
Wow.
It's supposed to be a means to transform war protests into peaceful affirmative spectacles.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, it's all about passive resistance and non-violence.
Right.
Also, did you know that V.C. Andrews wrote Flowers in the Attic in 2 weeks?
I saw that in book sale ages ago,
yeah.
But I didn't know she wrote it in 2 weeks. Wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
And that she served her editor powdered sugar donuts.
Okay.
What a way to show her dark humor, right?
Oh, wait.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Poison donuts play an important part
in
the book. Anyway, next up, we give you Raul Funilas with Hardin ng Pag-ibig.
Hardin ng Pag-ibig. laksang taaliwan ng aking makita. Ang isang halamang lipos na kay ganda. Ako'y nainggan yung pumutol ng sanga aking itinanim sa may asuteya. Kumpul ang bulaklak na kahahalina. Dalaw, tingin bilig ang aking ginawa. At di hinayaang matuyo ang lupa. Hindi nga naglaway na mulaklak bigla, usal ko'y tagumpay. Tagumpay sa aking ginawa. Pawang makakita ay lipos ang paghanga. Sa di kalayuan, merong nagmamasid. Sa tuwing umagang ako'y nagdidilig, nakaw na sulyap ko ay aking nasilip ang maamong mukhang hawig kay Adonis. Hawig kay Adonis. Bigla. Bigla parang tambol ang tunog ng dibdib. Isang dapit hapong may sibol bulaklak. Nakitang nagmasid ay naging pangahas. Sa aking lumapit nagwikat bumigkas. Pwedeng makilala ang magandang bilag. Sa kabiglaanan ako ay pumayag. Tulad ng bulaklak, nasa iyong hardin, paglanghap ng bango ay libo ang aliw. At itong puso ko'y gustong iparating sa kagandahan mo'y aking sasabihin. Malaon ang kita'y aking ginigiliw. Malaon ang kita'y aking ginigiliw. Magmulang magtapat, hawig kay Adonis. Sa himbing ng gabi, laging panaginip. Ramdam ang sariling siya'y umiibig, tugunin ang luhog sa kanyang pag-ibig. Ang magiging saksi. Ang magiging saksi, bango sa paligid. Doon nagsimulang bulaklak lumago. Harding halimuyak, banal na pagsuyo. Ang mag-aalaga ay kanilang pusong ligaya at tuwa na di maglalaho. Ligaya at tuwa na di maglalaho. Bulaklak! Bulaklak! Di ka mabibigo.
Hey guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It is everything you need to make a podcast. All in one place, just go to www.anchor.fm.
Marte.
Yes, ma'am. It's
cookie. If you could be part of an iconic scene with flowers in a movie, which would it be?
Oh, okay. This may be a heartbreaking scene, but it's such a powerful scene. And if I would be there, I'm okay even if I'm just part of the background. I would be there. This is in Peter Jackson's movie. Mm-hmm. It's The Two Towers by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
And this is when King Theoden holds a white flower, symbol Mune. In the theatrical version, you'll only see the flower when King Theoden holds it. But in the extended version, you'd see it earlier after the funeral procession. And while King Theoden's niece, Eowyn, is singing with the mourners while his son, Theodred, is being buried. In the movie... And I can't help but share this dialogue because that's how very heartbreaking this is.
Mm-hmm.
When King Theoden says, "Ever has it grown the tombs of my forebears. Now it shall cover the grave of my son. Alas, that these evil days should be mine. The young perish and the old linger. That I should live to see the last days of my house."
Show me your tears.
No, I will not. I don't want to cry. And then Gandalf replies, "Theodred's death was not of your making." To which, as a father, King Theoden replies, "No parent should have to bury their child." I have never heard anybody ever not cry with this scene because it's heartbreaking, it's relatable, it's, yeah, so as I've said earlier, even if I'm just part of the background, I'd want to be in it.
Yeah, it's one of the great scenes in the movie.
Yes, how about you, Kuki?
Ooh,
it's... How many movies are we talking about here? Your top 20?
No, just a few.
Okay.
It's Everything is Illuminated for me, Where the Field of Sunflowers Are.
Oh, wow.
And American Beauty.
Oh,
the
yes.
Rose petals, the Rose Petal Dream Sequence. Yeah. And Isabella singing in Encanto. What Aww. Else? What else can I... No, I can't sing that.
What else can I do?
Yeah, that song.
You can do it, Kuki.
We don't want to drive the listeners away. Okay, moving on to our lineup here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Maxine Sihuko with Wilt. Haiku for falling literally.
Haiku for falling literally. You intend never to grow old, but the white petals wilt. You intend never to grow old, but the white wilt. You intend never to grow old, but the wilt. You intend never to grow old, but wilt. You intend never to grow old, wilt. You intend never to grow, wilt. You intend never to wilt. You intend never wilt. You intend wilt. You wilt.
We would like to thank Vanessa Aldana for her support.
You, thank you,
hey, Vanessa,
you.
I know you're having the time of your life there in Dubai.
Woo, stay safe and healthy.
Yep. There you have it. May you continue to blossom as you fill your life with poetry.
Aw, yes.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.